Blog Talk Radio.
One of the things I was grateful for when you go into that garden tomb, thankfully those who are trying to make money on tourists at least haven't put any electric lights in there. It's still dark and it's still empty. On that resurrection morning, why did the women come? Well, they came, it says, with spices to anoint the body. Basically, they were going to try to make death look better. But you know, no matter how you dress it up, death is still dead. And it was in turning from the grave into the garden itself that Mary encountered Jesus. See, it's when we turn our attention away from the things of the world and its methods that we encounter Jesus as well. Listen to another word of God from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, the God, the Holy One of Israel. It is in quietness, it is in returning and in rest that you are saved. It is in quietness and confidence that you shall be strong. But you were unwilling. You said, no, we will flee on horses. Horses, the book of Psalms says, are a vain thing for safety. We understand from the scriptures that we have been united to God in Christ, and it takes place in his resurrection from the dead. We sang those songs this morning. When he died, who died? I did. When he was buried, who was buried? Me. You. And when he was raised up, it says what? We were raised up together with him and seated with him in the heavenlies at the Father's right hand. See, there is no lack in God's presence. And since all of this is true, God kind of pins us against the wall here in the book of Colossians as he starts us with a question with an if. If. If you have been raised up with Christ. You see, it's a question. We would ask it in good English like this. Have you been raised up with Christ? Have you been raised up with Christ? If you have, the Bible says, if you have, then there's only one thing for you to do. Seek those things that are above, where Christ is. Then, if Christ is raised, did Christ raise from the dead? If he did, so did you. Did God raise him up to be seated with him in the heavenly? If he did, he did you as well. Then the only place you ever have to look for anything is above, where Christ is. And then the Bible follows through with a few steps of action. So we have to answer that question first of all, don't we? Have I been raised up with Christ? If I haven't, then you need to repent and be born again and become a child of God. But if you are a child of God, then you have died with him, you've been buried with him, you've been raised up with him. And God then says, if that is true, then do these things. Set your mind on things above. If you have King James says, affections. Set your mind. Focus your thoughts. Fix your mind on things above, not on the things on the earth. The things on the earth are very visible, aren't they? It takes an exercise to look beyond what we see out here to see what God wants us to see. That is above where he is. But not only is he there, we are there. So God is very plain. Fix your mind on those things. And then the next thing he says is, because you have died. You have died. In other words, your contact with the world is severed. Like an electrical line. In a storm, a tree blows over, falls on a line, breaks a line. Wozers, no power in your house. God says that's what's happened to us. The line is broken. But I feel like sometimes what we do is we try to hold it together, try to make it work, sparks and all. God said, don't look at that. Look at that which is above. Look at that is where Christ is. And see, it's because we are in Christ, where Christ is. It's not just talk. It's not just a mode of expression. But it's reality. A reality that we need to renew our minds to be able to believe and act upon it. As the begotten child of God, the next thing he talks about is, as the begotten child of God, Christ Jesus isn't in our lives. You heard that right. He is not in our lives. The Bible says he is our life. He is our life. He didn't rejuvenate something within us. He replaced that which we are. We sang that this morning. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live how? By the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself, says he gave himself for me. So God says, we're a clay pot. That's not very, I suppose, flattering, is it? That's what God says, isn't it? He said, we have a treasure in a clay pot. I'm also another clay pot. Which you like best? See, most will say, well, we really like this one. Well, this clay pot is fine if you want to display a clay pot. But the purpose of pots off the plant. If you put the plant in here, well, it looks all right, I guess, but you see, there are distractions. The object is, the pot is to show off the plant, not the pot. You see what I'm trying to say? We would like to be this, all prettied up. But if you want to be a pot, be a pot.